Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
There's an entire world out there where people fight to be relevant every single day.
We do what we do best! We improvise!
We think too much and feel too little.
What's but a smile on that face?
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Now welcome to the final act.
Open Sesame!
The Overdrive with Simon, driving you home from Monday to Thursday at 4 p.m.
So the South African Jewish community became somewhat poorer, a whole lot poorer actually, over the last 24 hours with the death of Elliot Wolff. And it is only right and fitting and correct that I speak to Lorraine Schrager, the principal of King David Linksfield, in order to find out about what kind of man he was and what sort of contribution he made. Lorraine Schrager, lousy to be chatting to you under these circumstances, but thank you for being with me this afternoon.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, Simon. You're absolutely right. Very sad.
Lorraine, I'm a Cape Townian. I am quite removed from the Joburg Jewish community. Why was Elliot Wolff the legend that he clearly was?
Well, I think there's just so much to say. First of all, the fact that he was the principal of King David Linksfield from 1974 to 2001 speaks volumes about his leadership, his ability to connect with the students, with the community. He was an educationist par excellence, and, you know, the reality is that the King David schools were sort of defined by Elliot and his leadership. So I think that it speaks volumes for him. And he was passionate. He was passionate about Jewish education. He was passionate about Hebrew. He was passionate about Israel. And so that whatever he did, you could feel it. And that's how he led, and that was his contribution to the school, amongst many, many other things.
I note as well, Lorraine, that when he stopped being principal, he apparently stopped for a sum total of 3 weeks, and then the foundation got hold of him, and he carried on working within the King David, or the larger King David environment. Is that in fact correct?
Yeah, so I mean, I think that's what's phenomenal is that, you know, his principalship didn't just end, but he continued tirelessly working for the sustainability of Jewish education in Johannesburg for the Board of Education. And I mean, his contribution was immeasurable because, first of all, his connection with all the alumni and those that many of them were many overseas, and of whom held Elliot in such high regard. And through his tireless work with Raylene Trudonsky, they did absolutely amazing work. So, you know, his entire life, from the time that he arrived at King David as a Latin and English teacher to his retirement and then now in the latter years, his contribution to the King David Foundation. And I think that his influence now goes far beyond just what he gave to Linksfield. It will give hundreds of children opportunity to be educated in the day schools because of the money that he was able to raise.
Yeah, it's a very bizarre day because, I mean, lives end and it is sad, but it does strike me that one is absolutely celebrating a life well lived today.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Elliot just, he loved, he was a keen tennis player, he loved gardening. If I knew that Elliot was coming up onto the campus, I used to make sure that absolutely everything was impeccable. I was nervous that he would show me that some bush was not looking particularly healthy. And especially on me, of not knowing anything about gardening. But I mean, he was amazing. I mean, he created what is known as the King David Rose. And so he had so many passions. I think him and his brother Jeffrey were probably the last few Latin teachers in South Africa. His command of the English language is just amazing. And he was an all-rounder. He loved reading and, he was a man of many, many passions.
I'm going to put you on the spot just a little bit here, and I'm going to ask you for a personal memory that you are willing to share with us this afternoon.
Well, I've been fortunate to have known, Mr. Wolff, certainly for my 40 years that I've been at King David. My family were associated with King David, not that I went to King David for at least a good 4 or 5 years before that. But I arrived at King David, a really young, happy, passionate teacher. I taught both history and physical education. I'll never forget, I was in the staff room.
Yeah.
And I decided to, and if anyone knows the Lingfield staff room, I was at the top in the staff room, and there's a beautiful banister that goes down. And I decided that it was the quickest way to get to the bottom. And as I was sliding down, I jumped, and there was Elliot standing in front of me. He went, "Mish Frogger." Anyway, and that kind of set the tone for a wonderful relationship and friendship that we shared. Oh,
fantastic. And really, I couldn't help but pick up on the fact that after all these years, and do not forget that you are principal of King David Lingfield, you refer to him as Mr. Wolf.
Everybody does. It was never comfortable just to say Elliot. You know, I think like if you were taking a chance, you would. But he commanded that kind of respect, and you know, you just kept referring to him as Mr. Wolf.
Lorraine Schrager, in the midst of all this sadness, you've put a hell of a smile on my face. Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon.
Pleasure.
It was a wonderful insight. Thank you.
Take care, Simon. Thank you for inviting me.